Truth, The Primal Way to Freedom, November 10, 2021. John Caton. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Religious people may say this phrase is being presented out of context. It's been interpreted in many ways by theologians. It really wasn't well understood by the folks around him when Jesus spoke the words almost 2,000 years ago. This is not an article about religion, but there is no better quote I've seen that portrays truth being a prerequisite to freedom. It's a slippery slope to talk about truth. What is it? It seems that something like truth would have a definite meaning. Intellectually, truth is only theoretical. There are at least five major theories of what constitutes truth. The oldest theory is the correspondence theory, meaning that statements and beliefs correspond to actual events or things. Of course, different people may dispute the actuality of events and things, and that's why other theories have arisen over time. This old, primal view of truth asserts that disputes of fact are just disputes with no effect on the actual facts regarding an event or thing. The event or thing is absolute regardless of how it may be perceived. Truth is truth whether we know it or not. The flaw is not with truth, but with the perceivers of truth. In the prior article, Liberty plus Independence equals Freedom, liberty was presented as the freedoms within society, tempered to maintain order, and independence was presented as freedoms derived from nature, to be claimed and exercised by individuals. Whether an independent person or a societal body, the foremost trait is decisiveness. They make decisions, whereas dependent people avoid decision-making to leave decisions to others. Decision-making is a mental process. The best decision-makers employ steps of logic to reach a conclusion, plan an action and execute it. The best logic, however, applied to a false premise as the starting point will yield a false conclusion. A false premise is simply a misunderstanding of the nature of a problem or situation for which a decision is needed. The brightest people make bad decisions, not because of faulty logic, but because of faulty premises. Good decisions are derived from true premises, plus logic. The successful execution of independence, therefore, demands correspondent truth at the beginning of the decision-making process. If independence is a component of freedom, then freedom is absolutely dependent upon truth for it to be exercised. That's one link between truth and freedom in a nutshell, but let's expand on it. John Locke said in The State of Nature that we are in a perfect state of freedom, restrained only by what we surrender to society or that which is bound by the laws of nature. Whether you call it the laws of nature, the laws of God, universal law, or scientific law, the same thing is meant. There is a body of absolute law that we are not free to violate, although we are free to discover and beneficially use. The more we understand them as premises, if engineered logically, we can use as techniques or technologies to get things done. If we misunderstand the truth of the law, leaning only on our perceptions, our logic will only lead to a failed conclusion. This is an overly simple example. It is a natural law that copper will conduct electricity. Therefore, we can logically engineer the creation of copper wire to deliver electrical current to a point of need. What if, however, we don't know the truth and only observe the appearance of an electrical wire? It appears to be made of rubber or plastic. Faulty premise. If we engineer the creation of a rubber wire, it will fail to deliver electricity to its needed point. Whether it is a scientist seeking to discover unknown truths or a technician applying test equipment to a failed device, the need for understanding the absolute, correspondent truth as a starting premise is well understood by them. The scientist may turn over their discoveries of truth to engineers to create something. The technician will rely on the correspondent truth of the test to make a repair. Truthful premise plus applied logic equals successful conclusion. Back now to the independent person's quest for freedom. If you're independent, you make the decisions. You will start with a true premise. You are logical. You'll make the right decision and claim even more freedom. The challenge is knowing the truth. That's the essential and most difficult aspect of being independent. Be like the scientist and the technician. Test, retest, and test again. Know the truth and apply logic before you decide. It will make you free.